Joe checks in with us live on the telephone. Say hello to Margaret Fetty riding shotgun today, Smitty.
Oh, I always look forward to that. Morning, Margaret. Hope
good
you had a good
morning.
Weekend.
It was a wonderful weekend.
Good.
Thank you.
And Joe, you got a good weekend too. We were nervous on Friday morning about the weather that could affect Friday, Saturday. Well, nothing happened. It was great.
Yeah. Did a good job, Glass.
Oh my goodness. These first two weekends are gonna be hard to live up to. And we didn't have any worries with North and South football. That game got in and got over with. And we know, Joe, that lightning's no fun anywhere, and we know rain, some sports can handle it. One of them that can't is tennis. The Northsiders didn't have to worry about that. They had a really good week defending the title down in Jasper, I think it was. So tell us about all the exploits on the Monroe County Sports Spotlight on a Monday morning.
Well, it was another solid week of play for Ken Heidinger's 8th-ranked North Tennis Cougars, successfully defending his Jasper Invite title. Spotlight on that one doubles team today of Mick Thompson and Christian Gettelfinger. The Cougar duo didn't drop a set in going through that tournament unbeaten. Mac Rogers did same. He won a three-setter en route to his number one singles crown, as well as the maroon and gold played awfully well up and down the lineup. Jay Stay, young freshman, was second at three singles. Matt Corey's Panthers of South, seventh in the eight-team field. Connor Shapiro finished third at number one singles, and Thomas Joyce was fourth at number three. Now, the two city rivals washed out of its regular season meeting last week. We'll go Wednesday at 5 o'clock out on the Cougar courts. It's one of several North-South rivalries coming up this week. Well, junior quarterback Gavin Yeske couldn't have been any better as South got the ball to open up the second half Friday night in a 14-0 ball game that we had going on at the time at Martin Memorial. Enlisting the help of his offensive teammates, Yeske engineered a third quarter near show of perfection as he accounted for 230 yards of total offense in the quarter and four touchdowns that turned a game into a rout. South wins at 49-0, the Panthers' first shutout of a North Cougar team in 15 years. Three aerial sixes to three different receivers in that quarter, Chris Bamba, Jairi McCoy, and Luke Jager. Yeske accounted for another six on a 21-yard touchdown run, and when the third quarter was over, so was the ball game, as the Southsiders won for a fourth straight time in the city series and its third in a row since that opening season loss to Brownsburg. North held pointless, 168 total yards, falling to 0-4. Traveling to 1-3, Terre Haute North looking for win one Friday in our next broadcast on the airwaves. South plays at surprising Southport, who, like the Panthers, are off to a 2-0 start in Conference Indiana. Yeske, by the way, on his Friday night, collared 369 yards of total offense. Well, the injuries continue to mount for Jerry Bland's Edgewood Mustangs, and so too the losses. Smacked 47-7 by Owen Valley, who retained the black and blue trophy for another year. Mustangs lost the services of starters Luke Stillions and Mason Helms to injuries. Owen Valley held Edgewood to 105 yards of total offense Friday night. The 0-4 Ponies are off to South Putnam on Friday. Carl Zaltzman's Edgewood Soccer Mustangs beat Owen Valley 2-1 last week, clinching the WIC East Division crown. That puts them into the crossover championship game later this month. Aston Mahler scored the game winner against the Patriots last week. Sean Marler's Cougars of North stayed on top of the Conference Indiana West Division with a come-from-behind 2-1 road win at Terre Haute North. Dens Tezer had the game winner. He also assisted on Matias Ortiz's first-half goal. North, by the way, will host South Thursday night. And mentioning South, Kevin Sparks' 9th-ranked Panthers blanked Floyd Central 2-0 to move to 8-1 on the year. Starting week number 6, Nathan Plisky had 5 saves and the shutout for the Purple and White. We also have North-South girls soccer regular season action coming up this week on Wednesday night, 7:30 out of the Cougar Soccer Park. Ian Rickerby's South girls are 7-3-1 after blanking Martinsville. Grace Stebbins and Bryn Newland had the combined shutout in goal for South. Larry Burton's North Cougars are struggling at the moment. They're 0-8-1, but did gain the 1-1 draw at Whiteland on Saturday. Boado got the goal for Bloomington North, and goalie Zoe Ramsey credited with 5 saves. We have North-South volleyball coming up on the McKinney Court tomorrow night on the north side. Eugene Kim's Panthers are 12-7 after finishing third at Newcastle's Invitational over the weekend. Disney Brandenburg's Cougars are 4-4 coming into the week. Edgewood, by the way, will host Greencastle tonight in volleyball at 7, and Lighthouse Christian Academy looks for its 6th win, entertaining Indianapolis Shortridge at 6 o'clock. A little bit later and through the day, Girls Conference Indiana Golf Championship unfolds out at the Cades. Best out to the North and South golfers. Both teams really struggled in the Franklin Central Invite up at Smock's layout Saturday. North finished 15th and South was 18th. Meanwhile, at the Brown County Eagle Classic over in Nashville, Justin Helmer's 9th-ranked Cougar girls wound up 2nd to top-ranked Carmel. South was 9th. Grace Saccone was 8th overall for the Maroon and Gold. And by the way, Grace Williams is back in the fold for Coach Helmer after an injury early season. She finished 13th. South was led by Madison McMullen, who wound up 15th. They also ran a varsity AA event. Edgewood was 5th. Kaylee Meyer was 8th overall for Micah Mobley's crew. Over on the boys' side, Larry Williams' South Panthers wound up 6th. Charlie Wortham's Cougars 8th. Edgewood's Austin Haskett was 5th overall. He was right in front of Conference Indiana champion Bloomington North's Drew Warren. Jake Wisniewski was 34th overall to pace the Panthers. Don't forget, In the Zone, Terry will help out Dave tonight, and your phone call shortened to a half hour because of our Monday night NFL twin bill, Pittsburgh at Washington. Coverage begins at 6:30, and that will be followed up on your Monday by the Rams and the 49ers out in San Francisco to complete week number one.
Tough one for the Colts yesterday, Joe, right here on the airwaves. But
hey, misses an extra point, and then kicks the game winner, the field goal.
Well, I think if he makes the extra point and the Colts score there late, I think Detroit probably just takes a knee on it, wouldn't you think?
Well, he brought up a good scenario, one that never occurred, but that certainly is
the guy would have hit
thought.
The easy one.
Yeah.
The Colts win the toss, they might go down and score another touchdown. It's not the end of the world for Indianapolis, but they got to have somebody who can make a tackle. If you can't tackle in this league, you just saw what happens. You have to.
Well, they went down the field way too easily.
Yeah, plays in 25 seconds, and again, those weren't long plays. Those were dump offs where guys didn't make plays, and 15, 10, 12 yards later, that stuff adds up. 2 games for you tonight. We'll do In the Red Zone starting next Monday when we have just 1 football game. Reds return Tuesday and Wednesday. You've got North Cougar football, as you mentioned, on Friday. We'll have a doubleheader of Westwood One's college football on Saturday. Hoosiers are on a bye. Do you have media today for Indiana football?
No.
Okay, I didn't know because I was going to see if we get an injury update on Dan Feeney's concussion or Simi Cobb's ankle injury. So that'll be later in the week there on the bye week.
I'm hearing Simi's going to have surgery. So
that's done. That's not. No,
that's,
no one comes back
from
that.
Not good.
Too bad. Next man up. Deep positions. This is why you need depth. Indiana had plenty of it. So we'll get the Colts and Hoosiers. A quick one tonight, 6 to 6:30. Terry and I will handle that. Dave's out, and we'll get back to normal on Wednesday. We'll get caught up with you 8:45.
Yeah.
Busy weekend of soccer. Busy weekend of volleyball. Cross country. Men's golf was in action. Obviously the football. 2-0, Joe. 30-0 at one point. Nothing wrong with any of that.
No.
Good
no,
start
defense,
for the Hoosiers.
Continuing to get some things done early season, which is really pleasing to the eye. We'll talk a little about that next hour.
It is, and 2-0 is also pleasing to the for the fans as well.
Pleasing.
You can talk about it. You can do all that stuff, but if you don't win football games, nobody
that's
cares about
result,
your stats.
My friend.
Nobody cares what your defense is ranked if you don't win any football games.
Nope. W's conquer all.
That's right, and they patch over some cracks as well. All right, good stuff, Smitty. We'll see you
next
time.
All righty, my friend.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 live on Monday mornings. Joe Smith time at WGCL, 8:47 here on a Monday morning. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Man, I tell you, I couldn't be any better. Look at this beautiful day.
Sunshine. Margaret had to cut out a little bit early. She's got a busy, busy schedule recently.
Yeah.
So she's not here to welcome you if you're wondering why it's quiet. But it wasn't quiet at the Rock Memorial Stadium on Saturday as Kevin Wilson's crew ran out to a 30-0 lead at one point. Joe, that bridged a gap of 56 minutes back to the Florida International game where the Hoosiers hadn't allowed a point.
Yeah.
Well, block punt here, touchdown there. Made it a little interesting, but I'm looking at 2-0 after the first two weekends, and that's pretty exciting news for football fans.
Well, doubly pleasing when you could be 2-0, headed into an early season bye week, and talk, too, about eight pretty good quarters of defensive football out of coordinator Tom Allen's unit. One that, he really set the tone early on with those two fumble recoveries that resulted in early points and set the winning foundation in motion in Indiana's home opener that they won over Ball State 30-20. It was sophomore safety Jonathan Crawford with those two early fumble recoveries, the first two of his career and the first by a Hoosier in 7 years. Kudos to linebackers Tigray Scales and Marcus Oliver for the strips. Meanwhile, freshman Marcelino Ball had an interception playing in Coach Allen's Husky slot. He also tied for the lead in tackles Saturday against the Cardinals with eight, and all of them were solo stops. It was Indiana's first scoreless half in 3 years, leading 20-0 at intermission. Six takeaways, count them, in two wins to start 2016, including now four interceptions. The Hoosier D has accounted for 20 points off of those first six takeaways that Tom likes to talk about, and that is pleasing to the eye. So, too, is Richard Lago's game management. No interceptions in his first two games as a Hoosier. Decision-making has been very solid. His first three-touchdown game of his career Saturday, 266 yards against the Birds and Divine Redding, extended his 100-yard-plus game streak out to five dating back to last year. He had 110 yards in 26 carries and held on to the football. Nick Westbrook was very solid from that wide receiver spot of his. His first career two-touchdown game, 133 yards on the day. Big Ten, after 2 weeks, 21-6, and Ohio State, Michigan, 3-4 in the new poll out in AP, Wisconsin 9, Michigan State 12, and Iowa 13. Michigan State, a big game with Notre Dame coming up this week, and one of our ball games coming up Saturday will be Ohio State, Oklahoma. The Sooners are ranked as well. They are number 14, and of course Ohio State number 3. So that'll be one of two big ball games on the collegiate beat that we'll have for you on Saturday, since Indiana will be off this week. Wake Forest comes in a week from Saturday. Game time for that to be announced possibly later today. Well, success for Amy Burberry's IU women. Michaela Brown found the nets not once but twice. Indiana beat James Madison 4-2 down at the Virginia Tech Invite in Blacksburg. Indiana wrapping up non-conference 3-4-1. They'll play at Northwestern Thursday in the Big Ten opener, that match on the Big Ten Network at 8 o'clock. Todd Yeagley's Hoosiers involved in another primetime Dandaroo on Friday night. Out on the pitch is the fourth-ranked Hoosiers. Number 2, Maryland Drew, 1-1 on the Friday evening. The Terps scoring in the 87th minute. Indiana 3-0-2 to start the week. And they play a Wednesday night game up in Ann Arbor against Michigan on the Big Ten Network and I might also add that All-American center back Grant Lillard will be back after sitting out the Maryland game with a red card. Again, that game Wednesday night on the Big Ten Network. Kate Barber and Taylor Pearson each had two goals each. Sunday, Patriots Day game out of the field hockey complex as Amanda Janney's Hoosiers won their third in a row, beating New Hampshire 5-3. Pearson had a four-goal weekend. Indiana earlier beat St. Louis, or rather in St. Louis, beat Missouri State. Barber now has nine goals in this 4-2 season to start 2016. That's one more than she had all of last year, which produced All-American honors for the young lady. AJ, by the way, joins me as part of Sports Talk tomorrow night, live from Yogi's, starting a little past 6. Big Ten opens for the field hockey women on Saturday. They'll be out at Maryland. Who's your invite coming up this weekend for Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan's volleyballers as they take to the hardwood at UGym, 9-1, unfortunately rallying but falling short to Florida Gulf Coast in Saturday night's title match in five sets. They dropped their first of the year. Allison Hammond had a double, a career-high 22 kills, 11 digs. Kendall Bierman with 12 kills, and Jasmine McDonald had 11 for IU. again 9-1 as they move into the Hoosier Invite. In men's golf yesterday, the Hoosiers of Mike Mayer finished 6th at the Wolf Run Intercollegiate. Senior Andrew Havel, 2 over 73 in the final round. He was +1 for the shortened tournament to 54 holes. That was good for T6 on the leaderboard. His 4th career top 10 finish for Andrew Havel. In the zone, Terry will help out Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6:30. Big twin bill of NFL Monday Night Football, Steelers at Washington, kicking things off at 6:30, followed by later tonight, San Francisco hosting the L.A. Rams.
Busy weekend of NFL. That doubleheader will wrap it up. Joe, 11 of the 14 games decided by 7 points or less yesterday, including the one we had for you wrapping up our night of coverage as the Cardinals missed a 47-yard field goal to beat the Patriots. No New England, no Tom Brady, no Gronkowski, no problem. Big road win in Arizona. Their next three are at home. Colts are in Denver next week. Dustin Johnson wins the golf. Stanislav Wawrinka.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
He sure did. And Roberto Castro was third. Stan Wawrinka, U.S. Open champion. There's your Lynn Loring tennis report. What else? Looks like Hoosier Hysteria set for October 22nd, Saturday. That's what our friends at Inside the Hall are reporting, Alex Bozich and his gang. We've put that on our website or our Facebook site. You can take a look at that as well. You got a busy night tomorrow night. We'll hear about it live from the corner of 10th and Indiana.
Yeah, I thought with all of the golf coming up, you know, a year from now out of the Los Angeles Country Club, Spider Miller. How about the Walker Cup? We have a Ryder Cup coming up a little bit later this month, but we got a lot of things golf-related. And how is Spider putting his team together for 2017? So we're going to bring Spider in and pick his brain and see how the selection process is going for his team.
Sounds great, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Hey, and the Go Lighthouse Christian, they won that varsity Class A cross-country gathering, and we want to wish them well, Bob Lauer's crew. We missed that. Sydney Snyder was third to lead the girls 22 minutes there. So FYI,
good
we add to our high school report that, I missed earlier this
morning. Human beings do human being things, Joe.
But
good job as always, buddy.
I'll tell you what. Anybody knows about, send me the rosters and schedules. I've requested that back on August the 25th, so I would love to put that in my folder.
Sounds great, buddy.
Have a great week.
Take care. Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 Monday mornings.